There's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The chinuch in that mitzvah says a whole discussion about exactly what it is. He says it's mitzvah chafalef in the sefer chinuch. The sapir beinyan Yetzias Mitzrayim beleil tesva benison, to tell the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim on tesva benison. Call echod kefit tzachos l'shoinu, everybody according to his the abilities and the clarity of his language. Ula halel u'shabech l'shem yisborach al kol hanisim she'osa lon u'shom, and to praise and recite the praises and the thanks and the praise to Hashem of all the nisim that he did for us. Shenema v'igadito l'bincho. That's all seems based on the pasuk of v'igadito l'bincho. U'kvar pirshu chachomim. The mitzvahs hagodo he beleil tesvav benison b'shas achilas matzah. Okay, u'mashom ha'kosel u'bincho lav dafka bincho el afilo koim kol birio. It doesn't have to be only your son to tell the story to anybody. V'inyan ha'mitzvah, what's the inyan ha'mitzvah? Sheyizkor hanisim boho inyonim she'eru laviseinu b'yitzias Mitzrayim. To remember the nisim and everything else that took place that happened to our forefathers when they left Mitzrayim. Ve'eich lokach hokel yisborach nikmoseinu mehem, and how Hashem took revenge upon them. Va'afilu beinu lebein atzmoi, even if he's only by himself, no one to talk to, im ein shom acherim, chayiv lohitzi advorim befiv, mipiv, he has to say out this Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the story of what happened in Mitzrayim, to speak it out, even if there's no one listening. In order to awaken his heart in this inyan, because in Dibur, through Dibur, the heart is awakened. So it sounds like there's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is two things, he says, to tell all of the nisim, and to praise Hashem for those nisim. And then he says, the inyan of the mitzvah is to remember the nisim and the neflois that happened to them. And that seems that if it's all about remembering the nisim, so then of course the question is, and where does this halil come from? And v'higadito, as the posuk brings, and v'higadito, it also doesn't say anything about halil. It just says, v'higadito l'bincha b'yomor l'emor, baru zeh os Hashem libet seisim imitzroyim. So it seems that the mitzvah is to tell the story and to say halil, and the inyan of the mitzvah is to remember the nisim, which would seem to happen through telling the story. Again, where is the halil playing a role? Where do we see the role coming from? And what is the role it plays? And then the only other thing that's interesting is he says that even if you have no one to talk to, you have to say it out. So it's interesting because he says the inyan is to remember. If the inyan is to remember, memory, we think, is with the mind. The mind remembers. You know something. If you think about it, you could remember. A person can memorize things by thinking about it again and again. But he says the reason that you have to speak it out is not to increase the memory, which seems to be the inyan of the Yetzias Mitzrayim in the first place, to remember what happened, but it's the Yisrael Libo Badover. So this needs some type of a clarification. Then he goes on to say the Sherish HaMitzvah, Masha Kosbo Korban Pesach, the same as he said by Korban Pesach. And over there he said very briefly in Mitzvah Hey of Shchitas Korban Pesach, he said, Kedesh Yizkeru Ayuhudim Le'olam hanisim hagedolim she'osu lahem Hashem yisborach b'yetzias Mitzrayim. The inyan of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to remember that Jews should remember le'olam forever the great nisim that Hashem did to them b'yetzias Mitzrayim. Again, it's the memory. Memory again would seem to be to remember it, you know, with your brain and with your mind. It's thinking, and yet here in the mitzvah itself, where here he refers to that's the inyan, he says that it's also including halel and also including saying it out, kedesh yisur halev. Then he continues. Why is this so important? Ki hu yisod godol va'omud chosek b'toraseinu v'emunaseinu. This is a major foundation, a strong foundation pillar of our Torah and of our Emunah. V'alkein onu oimim le'olam b'birchaseinu v'tfiloseinu. We're always saying, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lefishu lonu ois u'moifes gomor b'chidush ha'olam. The first step is, it's an ois that we know, we have edus that there was a creation, because we saw public miracles of the shlita of creation, the control of creation. We saw the Bayri Olam in full action, and everyone witnessed that. So it's a ois u'moifes gomor b'chidush ha'olam. V'chiyesh elika kadman chovet sekol. That lets us know that there's a God who was a kadman, he always was, and everything he does, and he's chovet v'yochol, desires, and he's capable of everything. Poyel kolan him tzoyesu, he does everything. Everything that happens, it's him doing it. Uv'yodol shanoysam kefi sheyachpeitz b'chol zman min hazmanim. He has the ability to change everything, all the laws of nature and everything that he created, he can change around at any time that he wants. Kimoisha also Mitzrayim. He turned the laws of nature upside down. Sheshino tivei ha'olam bishvileinu. He literally changed the teva of the world. All things that were alpi teva, things now were shown to be the dom, tzvardeya, the choshech, all of the makas were shinoi ha'teva, all bishvileinu. So he showed his creative powers and his controlling powers and his ability to take all of the teva of the world that he created and to turn it upside down and to change it. He did great miracles. This is meshatek, this will keep quiet, this will silence anyone who would be a kofer b'chidush ha'olam. How can one deny the powers of creation, the existence of a creator, and the creation of the world, when we saw the act of creation? The creation itself we didn't see, but here we saw the active role of the creator and his control in front of so many people, so many eyewitnesses, and we experienced it ourselves. So that's Meshate Kol Kofer B'chidush Olam. Umekayim Ho'emuno, and it sustains the emuna that we have. Biyedias Hashem, in knowledge of Hashem, v'chiv hashkochosoy v'yecholto baklolim u'baprotim kulam, and the yedias Hashem, and that his hashkocho is, and his ability is on broader, the klaliestik of things, and the individual things, all of them are in his control. And here too, there seems to be a very important basic hashkocho, but there seems to be also something he says, this will be meshatek a kofer in chidush ha'olam, and be mekayim ho emuna. This will be mekayim the emuna. This zechira that we have, and Yetzias Mitzrayim, the zechira that we have, can serve to be mekayim the emuna, to sustain the emuna that we have in the face of the onslaught or the influence of any kofer who would tend to or attempt to deny the chidush ha'olam. So again, we mentioned, I think on Shabbos, the idea, the difference between the idea and emuna, that the idea is something that we know intellectually, and the emuna, we proved it from another Sefer Achinuch, the Sefer Achinuch on Mitzvahs Emuna, that the inyan of the emuna is to take that idea and so deeply entrench it into the heart, into the emotions, to part of my nefesh, that there's no room for any question, there's no room for any doubt, that any questions that would be brought up would be immediately dispelled, because this is not just an intellectual, an abstract intellectual concept, but it's something that it has penetrated to the core of my being, it motivates my actions, it allows me to be moisa nefesh, the chinuch said, and it allows me to stand firm against any onslaught, because that hakora that I have is so deeply rooted within me. It seems from the chinuch in Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's also what has to happen in Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Indian is to remember. But he says two things about this memory. Number one, he says, part of the way to remember is l'halil l'shabeach, to praise Hashem, to say halil, which we do. And then he says, it's not enough if you have nobody there, you have to say the words, k'dei sh'yisorer liboy badover, ki bedibur yisorer halev. You have to say the words out to awaken the heart. So it seems that the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim starts with telling the details, the stories, everything that took place. That's step number one. it also, in order to create a memory which is deep-rooted, which is real, which reaches, so to speak, the level of emunah, not just yediyah, but it penetrates the heart, that person has to also say halel, because the halel is the emotional piece that you need. We need something more than just the intellectual. All right, I know a lot of things. There's a big distance between what I know and what I feel, and based on what I feel, how I'm going to act. So it's taking that knowledge and penetrating it. The halel helps to do that. If a person doesn't have anyone to speak to, the speaking helps to do it, even to say it out himself, Kadesh Yisoyer Liboy Badovor. Because when I say it, my heart becomes, I awaken my heart. It enters deeper into my consciousness, and maybe even into my neshoma, into my subconscious. It penetrates, and it takes on the status that now, because I have such a zechira, such a powerful zechira, such a deeply rooted zechira, that if somebody will come to try to deny b'chidush olam, it will be meshate kol kofer b'chidush olam umekayem ho emuna. This now, this zikoron that I have, so deeply rooted, is mekayem the emuna, because the emuna that I have, even though it penetrated to the emotion, it could be threatened. It's now threatened. This guy's coming along in no chidush olam. And by the way, the concept of no chidush olam is a very attractive concept. Because if there's a creation, there's a creator. If there's a creative act that's a purposeful act, there's a purpose. If there's a purpose, there's responsibilities. If there's responsibility, a lot of people don't like responsibilities. Responsibilities are burdens. Responsibilities are obligations. Responsibility is an oil. It's overwhelming sometimes. It's too much. It's too burdensome. It's too nerve-wracking. So Mimela, there is this inner need to resist, and therefore it has to be taken from the zikoron, penetrated to the heart, to the emuna, to the through the halil, and through the being ma'ir of the lev, and then that level of zikoron will be enough to fight off the onslaught of whatever threats come to challenge these ideas, and through that I'll be able to be mekayim that emuna that was so deeply rooted. When it's an intellectual thing and there are intellectual challenges, sometimes people get confused. You know, yeah, I thought this, but now you say this. This is a good argument. There's another argument. But when it's penetrated so deep, when it's the core of my existence, when as the chinuch says in the other mitzvah that it's ad kedei kach, I'm ready to give my life for it. So that has a different power, and that power has the ability to ward off all the confusion, and to be mekayim that emuna further, because since it's so deeply rooted, if it didn't get deeply rooted, I might not have that ability. And the way to root it is not just by remembering what happened, but it's by remembering, reciting it, so you ma'ir the lev, and reciting the halel, so it becomes something that I appreciate emotionally. I expressed my appreciation. I expressed the greatness. I paid attention. I noticed the other day, last night actually, Shmuz from the Alta, he talks about the Maisei Ovis, and he explains what Avram Avinu saw in the Bria, that the Chesed Hashem that he saw, but it wasn't just he saw the sun, sign Chesed, but he saw the magnitude of that Chesed for each and every individual person in the Bria, for each and every blade of grass that grows because of that, for all of the fullness of the ramifications. It penetrates so deep. When something penetrates so deep, it has the power to ward off anything. So that seems to be the uptaich according to the chinuch, similar to the uptaich in the mitzvah of emunah, which of course this is to be machazik the emunah, in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it has the power to carry us through against all opposition. And the truth is, we do this very thing every day too. We say in Ezra Saviseinu, after we say, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Shetzei Siyeschem, Mimitzrayim Yaltonu, Beisavon Pidisonu. By the way, the Brisa says a person is supposed to think also of Makas Bukhiris, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Kabbalah also Malchus Shemayim. And then it says, Alzo Shibchu Ahu Mimaroim of Rosh Venosu Yedim Zmiro Yishiros Yishbochis. Again, expressing the praises to internalize it emotionally so that it's not just an intellectual awareness, but it's a deep rooted into emotional feeling, and that gives us the strength to be able to stand up tall in face of all types of adversity.